Your comments to Senator Stefano were interesting to me because you talked about cross-subsidization within the system. Yeah. And that's been one of my biggest frustrations. I'm seeing IUP right now pay a terrible price in terms of retrenchment and clerical retirement, retrenchment, and other layoffs. And I can't help but believe that that price is being paid for years of cross-subsidization to weaker universities. And while I'm parochial about this and I see the pain at IUP, I'm concerned that that pain is not being shared equally. And in fact, that that pain is being borne because of their ability in previous years to support weaker universities within the system. Is that a fair characterization?
It's fair characterization, and it's and it goes beyond that, Senator, if I may. So, and again, you know, so universities that are the subsidizers tend to be, you know, operating with higher student-faculty ratios, higher average class size. They have fewer small classes. Those that are being subsidized have lower student-faculty ratios. They have a far greater proportion of small class sizes. So basically, you know, and this is where sustainability planning came from. And it came, it didn't come out of my head. I just, I'm not that person. It came out of a conversation with our presidents who recognize that they are part of a system and that we are interdependent and that decisions and actions at one university in the way that you just pointed out have real and often profound impacts at another. And so we have to not just work as our presidents to do the best they can for their universities, we also have to co-invest and work together for the benefit of one another. And so sustainability planning really emerges from that. It says, look, this there are good reasons to subsidize some schools, but not to the extent that they should operate in ways that aren't sustainable, especially now that the subsidizers too, and IUP is a perfect example, are under a huge amount of pressure. So, and forget the universities and forget the people. How about the students, right? The amount of money that we're moving out of the allocation formula every single year, right? We're basically, we get state dollars, and you could argue that the best way to sort of distribute state dollars is to figure out how many dollars, how many students, do it by enrollment. That's not what we do, right?
Well,
and then we give subsidies.
That's where I'm struggling at this point, Chancellor, because I'm wondering what the value add of being part of the state system even is at this point.
So, Senator, unless we figure this out, I will be recommending to the board that we come back to the Senate next year with a legislative package to dissolve the system, because if we continue to go down this path, what you're going to see is that that cross-subsidization is going to drain all of us. Well, and then what does that mean for public higher education in this state?
My time is short, but I'll be more than happy to be the sponsor of that bill, because I'm watching a president of a university try very hard to make it work in a collective bargaining agreement that he didn't negotiate with universities that have not done their part to make themselves sustainable. And we're paying the price. And we've paid enough of a price, and I'm pretty fed up with it at this point. So that may be where we are, because I just don't see the value add of the state system at this point, certainly from IUP's vantage point. Thank you.
So, Senator, if I may, I think it's fair to say that of 9 of our universities, including IUP, you know, had some work to do. And IUP is doing tremendous work. And hats off to President Driscoll, who is, you know, really a fine leader and you know, and a courageous one, to be perfectly honest. Of the 9 universities that we have asked to really to operate in a sustaining way so that we can find a new path for our system, 8 are on track, and I'm proud of them, and it's hard work, right? And we will, you know, we will prevail. We have to. We can no longer, in the way that you've just identified, we can no longer continue in the way that we've been operating.
I appreciate your foresight. Thank you, Chancellor. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator.